never thought I'd have this problem. Spillage galore. You look like a whore. Even though the ability to be a whore is really irrelevant to your breast size, I would imagine. I'm just an internalized misogynist. Come on, there must be something in here that still fits. Let's go for you. Baggiest of the baggy, come on. Deliver. You motherfucker. Now I just look like a matron. An overstuffed matron. Oh, how did this happen? I mean, yes, I've been eating a few extra sweets, but really? This seems like an excessive reaction. So that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 9 tops I can no longer fit into. You see, 15-year-old me, it's not all it's made out to be. Yes, you have delicious huge tits, but you have nothing to wear. And you're very poor, so you can't afford new clothes. And now I'm too hot and overstimulated to do anything, so I must sit in the shame pile of clothes. Ugh. Hello? I'm in here, but I must warn you, I'm not in the best of moods. Because my tits are huge and it's a problem. Hello? Well, I thought I should confirm my worst fears, and they're real. None of my clothes fit me. The thickage has officially taken over. I have nothing to wear. And I'm fat. And I have no one to blame but myself. Fat, thick, whatever you want to call it. My tits are ridiculous. Look at them. They are stupid big. I feel like a cow. I really, really love you, but there really is such a thing as a shirt being too tight. And these bad boys qualify. Oh, I don't know, because they're asphyxiating me. And I look like a bad hentai drawing come to life. I look like one of those awful ones where their eyes are rolling back and they look like they're in pain. Are they going into orgasm or anaphylactic shock? Who knows? Well, I love that you think I look great, but I feel cartoonish. And silly, and I just don't understand why this is happening. It's like, yes, I'm eating more, but I didn't think it'd go right to the tits. So this is just proof that you can't make a woman happy. She has no tits, she's sad. She has way too much tits, she's sad. I am the whore of Spillage Village. Spillage from the right, spillage from the left. Spillage everywhere, because my tits are the size of watermelons. Big, fat, juicy, annoying watermelons. They make it hard to get in and out of t-shirts. So I must lay on the floor and throw a pity party. I'm sad because my tits are huge. And a sentence I never thought I'd say. I am a cow. Hear me moo. Well, I might be adorable, but I have nothing to wear. Who cares if I'm adorable if I can't go outside? I really love you, but you can't cheer me up about this. Ah, don't get me started, I know. I know, ever since we've been together, I've complained and said, oh, I wish my boobs were just a little bit bigger. But this is not a little bit. This is silly. I look like the Michelin man got a sex change. And yes, the operation was immaculate, but that's not the point. Oh. And my back hurts and my nipples are sore. Well, thank you for thinking that I'm beautiful, but what am I gonna wear? You don't have to do that. Oh, I love you so much, but you're too nice to me. How dare you listen to my grievances and give me a completely logical solution? Absolutely unacceptable, and you are far too kind. No, you shouldn't have to pay for my clothes. I just got that repaired on the car, and there is a minus in my account, so... No, I do not feel patronized. I just feel very lucky to have you. My huge tits, thank you. Are you sure I don't look like a cow? No, I mean like an actual cow, like huge and lumbering. So I don't look like a great big lump. Promise? I don't want the Lulu, I want actual body positivity. Okay. No, I don't hate them. I was used to my nice little bees, and now they're all very much not bees. These are E's? G's, maybe? Anyway, they are not tiny, and it's strange. Well, there's the negatives that are like the backache and the soreness and the... Oh, sorry, I knocked that over with my tits. But then... I can't deny they are kind of fun. Well, they're all jiggly and wiggly and... Okay, some part of me is happy to have huge tits. Is that what you want to hear me say? Well, there you go. Even though they're annoying and heavy and ridiculous, a small part of me is like... Nice. Oh, you and me both, And what happened to the person that was so, I love your little boobies? Oh, really? Oh, it's called having range, is it? So you're an appreciator of the small and large tits. Good to know. What are you doing? Oh, you like to prove you have the range. Okay. And how exactly are you gonna do that? You're gonna love what you're working with. And how exactly are you gonna do that? Is there such a thing as wholesome motorboating, though? You made that up. Oh, so snuggly, so wuggly, so... Well, I won't say it feels bad. Well, if it doesn't feel bad, I suppose one could deduce it might feel good. Are you giving me a rundown of what you liked about both sets of breasts? I see, so the small ones were perky and always so happy to see you. Ah, and you could fit them in your mouth easily, yes. Oh, and they were always stood to attention, Ah, but these ones are so jolly and bouncy and... snuggly. Well, whether they're small or huge, one thing's for sure, you are a titty fiend. And I love you very much for it. Oh, there's such a thing as degenerate motorboating, is there? Oh, you just want to reassure me, oh. This has no benefit for you. No, not at all, you're so selfless. No, I'm not pretty well mooing for you again. Mm-hmm.